We've been talking about fathering because it is Father's Day. We've spoken to new dads to see how they're coping. We've met a man who had a family quite young and now he's in his 60s. He's become a foster father. What about First Nation fathers? What are they like? What sort of traditions do they pass down? Now, I'll be brutally honest here. There's some negative stereotypes around Indigenous dads being drunk or absent. But what's the reality? What's the history really like? What are the strengths that an Aboriginal father brings to the board? Dr. Jacob Prenn has been analysing Indigenous and non-Indigenous fathers and their involvement in the lives and the education of their kids. He's a proud Warramy man, a lecturer and Indigenous fellow at the University of Tasmania. He's also a qualified social worker and Aboriginal health worker. You've got too many qualifications, Dr. Prenn. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Joe. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm great, thank you. Tell me about, before we get into the broader question, tell me about your dad.
Yeah, my dad's a great guy. He's, if it wasn't for my father and he's Aboriginal, I would not be the person I am standing here in front of you today. He's done all that he can for me, and at times that's been really difficult for him, but I'm very appreciative and feel very fortunate to have him as a father.
What style of dad was he for you as a kid?
He was, I would say, loving. Very loving father, cooked me meals every night, probably contributed to why I'm 6'6".
He made you eat your vegetables.
He made me eat my vegetables, but cooked them in a way that they were really tasty. I would say in one word, loving would be the way I describe my father.
So what steered you down the path of studying Aboriginal fatherhood more broadly?
Yeah, The negative stereotypes that you mentioned just earlier, and knowing from my own lived experience that they're just not true. So that sparked an interest into looking into Aboriginal fathers more broadly, and also just the small amount of research that has actually been done. So you can count the number of publications on your two hands on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander fathers in Australia.
So what is the place of a father in Aboriginal community here in Tasmania particularly?
Yeah, so Aboriginal fathers, just like any other father, play a really important role in the lives of their children and extended families growing up strong. So I suppose one of the key differences in an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander community is the communal approach to fathering rather than in Western society where it's more an individualized approach. So it may be that an uncle or a cousin or a grandfather might be performing the role of father more, and it might not just be to their own children but to a range of children within the Aboriginal community.
You do hear, when you're amongst Aboriginal people here, you do hear someone being referred to as uncle, and it clearly doesn't just mean mum's brother. There's a whole, you know, there's a lot to that word uncle. What does that mean to be an uncle in the community?
Yeah, so an uncle is a title, I suppose, that's bestowed upon Aboriginal men as a sign of respect, and doesn't necessarily mean you're a particular age, but is more a show of respect, and that person has contributed significantly to the lives of lots of other Aboriginal people. That's generally why someone's referred to as uncle.
Do you hope to be uncle one day, Uncle Jacob?
Yeah, that would be nice. If people want to call me uncle, that would be cool. If not, then that's fine as well.
I wonder what it must be like the first time people start referring to you as uncle in the community. It must be kind of heartwarming.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It would be, as I said, it's a title that you can't really, work towards, like a qualification or a PhD and become a doctor. It's something that is communal recognition, which is really powerful for Aboriginal people to have earned that title. And it, you know, can mean a lifetime of work and giving back to other Aboriginal people.
Now, in the literature you shared with us, the studies that you've been looking at, there's a lot of emphasis on that growing up strong. What does that mean? What is the strength that you're trying to, that Aboriginal dads are trying to instill into their kids?
Yeah, so I suppose there's the discourse that Aboriginal fathers are disengaged, deviant, dysfunctional, and disinterested in the lives of their children. And when you actually look at empirical data, which is what I've been doing, looking at the longitudinal study of Indigenous children, which is a nationwide data set collected by the federal government, we found that to not be the case. So we found that Aboriginal fathers are engaged and involved in the lives of their children and contribute in a number of different ways to their kids growing up strong. So I suppose from in comparison to Western society, an additional component that Aboriginal fathers are interested in contributing to their children growing up strong is around Indigenous culture and sharing Indigenous culture with their children and various components of that which contribute to their kids growing up strong.
What sort of activities are we talking about that are particularly, you know, held and passed on by the fathers?
Yeah, so actually one paper that my colleagues and I from the University of Tasmania wrote, we looked at specific things Aboriginal fathers do to pass on culture to their kids. So the number one was collecting foods. So here in Tasmania, that could be doing things like mutton birding
together, yep.
Abalone, fishing, things like that, wallaby. Number two was yarning and telling stories. So storytelling is quite important within Aboriginal society. The third one was teaching knowledge and culture, so passing that on from one generation to the next. And then the fourth most popular way was socialization and role modeling. So role modeling good cultural behaviors to their children.
It's interesting. So you say cultural behaviors. What sort of things are you talking about that are different to what, you know, everyone else might think of, outside of the community might think of as good behaviour? What are specifically good cultural behaviours to pass on?
Yeah, so I suppose we've touched on eldership and uncles as being an example. So I think in Western society, you get to a particular age and you sort of get forgotten about or put into a nursing home and thought less of because you're no longer contributing to society in capitalist terms. Whereas in Aboriginal culture, you get older and you're thought of as being really knowledgeable and full of wisdom, and that's where you might get that eldership status come in. So the way in Aboriginal society that older people are thought of is they're held in high esteem. So that would be a value that Aboriginal fathers would be passing on to their children, that such and such is your uncle and you need to treat them a particular way and show them respect.
I'm wondering if, because when I think of dads together, just in my own childhood and growing up and what my dad was like with his mates, there's a certain style of humour that comes out of dads. Is do Aboriginal dads like a dad joke as much as the other dads?
They love a dad joke. I think that's pretty universal. Everyone loves a dad joke.
So, you know, you do get the kind of yarny, silly banter at the blokey end of a barbecue still.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Jacob Prent, what sort of dad do you hope to be one day?
Well, I suppose a lot of the values that my own father has passed on to me, if I'm fortunate enough to become a dad myself one day, I'd like to pass those on to my child. That was around being loving and caring and being respectful of people around you. There's lots of things that I would like to pass on. But, yeah, generally, you know, things that my own father shared with me, I think passing those on would be great.
Have you got your dad a present for today?
I don't have him one yet, but I'm going to take him out for dinner when he finishes work. So
beautiful. Dinner. Having your kid pay for your dinner, my dad used to adore that.
Okay. Well, I think my dad will be appreciative of it.
Dr. Jacob Prent, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Dr. Jacob Prent from UTAS, who's an Aboriginal man himself and has been studying the impact of Aboriginal fathers and the strengths that they bring to their families and relationships.